The record may show that this is the time and the place set in the matter of the proposed amendment of SDCL 1661. Let the record further show that due and proper notice has been given through the usual methods, including notice in the State Bar newsletter. Rather than reading the rule, I'll just simply summarize its effect of the amendment. It would increase the number of allowable judges in the Second Judicial Circuit from 9 to 10, and it would increase the number of judges in the Seventh Judicial Circuit from 6 to 7. This is also obviously in response to the budget of the legislature of this year, which authorized funding for these two new judgeships. The tradition in this court in rules hearings is to ask for opponents first, simply that if there's no opponents, we assume the proponents have very little to say in rebuttal because there isn't any. So at this point, we will open it up to public comment. If you have any, please come to the podium because we're also on the internet. State your name and your position. Are there any people who wish to speak in opposition to this amendment? There being none, are there any people that wish to speak on behalf of this amendment? There being none, the court will take the matter under advisement, and we are in recess. Thank you.